so we can put you in the queue. We're going to try to answer every question that we can. Once again, my name is Dr. Jennifer Love. I will be guiding this teletown hall tonight with the CEO, Dr. Monica Golson, and the special guests. Now, we are calling many families so they can participate tonight while we work together tonight. Tonight, we are happy to have special guests with us. Ms. Joy, who works with the Office of the County Executive. We also have a member from the Diversity Office, and also Mr. Ortiz from the Office of Family Engagement. We will start in a few moments, but for those who'd like to ask a question tonight, all you have to do is press 0 on the keypad on your phone so that we can put you in the queue. We will try to answer all the questions that we can later on in the program. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the telephone forum. I am Dr. Jennifer Love with the Prince George's County Public Schools. And we're happy to have you here with our CEO, Dr. Monica Golson, and also various special guests. Tonight, we are excited to celebrate the start of Hispanic Heritage Month and to make sure that we provide information through tonight's telethon hall and in Spanish. We're also happy to take your live questions later on in the call. If you have a question for any of the presenters, simply press 0 on your keypad on your phone now so that we can add you to the queue. We will try to answer as many questions as we can. Once again, my name is Dr. Jennifer Love, and I will be guiding this teletown hall tonight with our CEO, Dr. Monica Golson, and special guests. Now, we are calling many families so that they can participate tonight while we work together. Tonight, we're happy to have very special guests with us. Ms. Katina Rojas-Joy, who works with the Office of the County Executive, also Brooks. We also have Ms. Sandoval from the Public Schools Office of Prince George's County, and Mr. Neftali Ortiz, who works with the Parent Resource Centers. We will be starting soon, but for those who are joining us and would like to ask a question later on, all you have to do is press 0. On the keypad on your phone so that you can be added to the queue. We will try to answer all of the questions that we can tonight. Now, I would like to present to you all our CEO, Dr. Monica Golson. Thank you, Dr. Love. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's telephone town hall. I also want to take this moment to welcome you to the start of the 2020-2021 school year. We are Prince George's County Public School proud to be one of the most diverse districts in the state, home to nearly 45,000 students of Hispanic heritage. Thank you for taking time to join us this evening. The theme of this town hall is moving forward together. I am fortunate to be joined by just a few individuals who help keep our school system moving. My colleagues here in Prince George's County Public Schools and representatives from our county government partners. You will have the opportunity to hear from them shortly, after all of us make every effort to address your question, issues, and concerns. Before I turn the program back to Dr. Love, I want to thank the Board of Education for supporting the proclamation for commemorating Hispanic Heritage Month. And I'd like to give a great thank you to the Board of Education for this opportunity for Hispanic Heritage Month. Our students stand on the shoulders of many heroes who paved the way for activism and success. From the incomparable journalism and literary work of Jorge Ramos to the unsung heroine of desegregation, Sylvia Mendez, we celebrate Hispanic heritage, and we will continue to move forward together. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Golson. Yes, we will advance together. Before we start, we'd like to know who is connected on the line tonight. Participants, we'd like to hear from you. We are proud and happy with our school system. We'd like to know, what is your heritage of your family? Please press 1 for Central America, for example, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Press 2 for the Caribbean, for countries like Puerto Rico. 3, South America, like Colombia. Press 4 for North America, Mexico. Or press 5 for Europe, Spain. 1, Central America. 2, Caribbean. 3, South America. 4, North America. 5, Europe. Very interesting. We have more than 60% of the callers who are from Central America. Thank you so much for your participation. There's a lot of diversity on our call. We have many families represented, more than 20 countries who speak Spanish. Again, if you have a question at any moment, simply press 0 on your keyboard on your phone to be added to the queue. Now, we're going to bring it back to you, Dr. Golson. Thank you, Dr. Love. This is a school year unlike any other. Even though we keep calling it our new normal, it will never feel normal. our school system, but our school system is committed to doing all that we can to get through this together. I have some quick reminders about resources available to students and families. ESOL teachers will continue to provide language support services to English learners on a regularly scheduled basis during distance learning. ESOL teachers are providing targeted language instruction, and English learners have access to specific digital resources to support their English development. For parents of elementary school children, if you do not have access to a computer or tablet, your child can still stay connected to learning with pre-kindergarten through fifth grade classroom lessons broadcasted on PGCPS TV. You can see on Verizon Channel 38 and Comcast Channel 96. We do have a number of digital devices on back order, but we will get one to your child as soon as they arrive. For families who had trouble registering their children online, we are now allowing in-person registration at schools on Wednesdays. Please call your neighborhood school to make an appointment. Another important reminder, free meals are available for all students regardless of income. We are serving meals at most of our schools twice a week, usually Mondays and Wednesdays, except for holidays, and even delivering them to many communities by school bus. Please check the PGCPS website for more information.
Now, as I mentioned, I am joined tonight with three individuals that would address your questions and concerns. Katina Rojas Joy is the Latino liaison of the County Office of County Executive. Vilma Sandoval Saul as the ESOL coordinator in the public library system. And lastly, Mr. Naftali Ortiz with their parent Helen and Prince George's County Parents Resource Center. I'd like to give them an opportunity to introduce themselves. First start with Ms. Joyce, then Ms. Sandoval Shaw, and then Mr. Ortiz. Hello, Katina. How are you? It's a pleasure to be here with you guys. And like a lot of other persons in this call, they imagine my name is Katina Rojas Rosario Joy. I know my name is super long in Hispanic, but it's sometimes much easier to write and for our colleagues. It's Katina Joy. But thank you to Dr. Love and Dr. Golson and our families and our students of the county. And like I said, I'm the parent liaison of the county. And I also want to remind you guys, it's the first day, and we have to recognize our culture, the first day of the Hispanic Heritage Month. And the lady, Ms. Alsobuk, all her team, we're all happy to represent our Hispanic community. And I imagine like 50,000 students in our county. I am overjoyed with the composure of the school system and the county. Later on, I will actualize the information, but I'm here to say hi to everyone and part of the county and tell you guys about the support to be here and help you guys. Thank you, Ms. Rojas Joy. Now we're going to hear from Ms. Sandoval. Good evening, everyone, and it's a joy to be here tonight. I am here to present this information from the public library. It's very important, and how it's important to help your kids while we're still recuperating from COVID-19. And first of all, to start off, I don't know if some of you guys know the library and what we do. The public library is a place where you can check out books and get information, and it's totally free. It's supported by the county, and if you can visit our is www.pgcbmlefo, and we have a phone number we can call, 240-455-5400. And our doors are open. Our services are, you can rent out books, where you can read at home. If you can receive an email. If you need to pick up the books, you can visit our webpage. And for our families that doesn't have access to internet at home, we have a device, a smart spot is what it's called. It's a little black box that give you access to Wi-Fi. And you can use it anywhere. So if you guys need If you don't have access to internet, you can go to our webpage or call to order one of those devices. And you rent it for 9 weeks, and then you return it, and then you can ask for it again if you need to. And it's a portable Wi-Fi access. And we have a program. It's called Link. That's for students for public and PGCPS. It's PCPS. And then it's the student ID. And that allows them to access all the resources that you would in a public library. And you can use that electronically card to access all those resources we have. And like a regular member ID. The link is limited, is 3 materials at a time. And if you have an actual card, member card, you can access up to 75 things. So now if your kids need help with homework, there's 2 different types of services. It's BrainFuse. It's online. It's a platform through our webpage. It's pcps.elfmo, and it's accessible, and it has tutors and live, and it's in Spanish and English. It's 7 days a week from 2 in the afternoon until 7:45 in the afternoon. And then if you start in October, we're going to start a pilot program that we have in person. It's a Kids Achieve Club that we're going to start a program virtually for reading in first grade and second grade only. Then in January, we're going to expand, and we're going to offer that for the other grade levels. But right now, it's just for first and second. For the kids can continue to learn how to read. So if you have any questions or need to find out more information, please visit our website. We're going to have that information so you can enroll. Also, we're going to have in mind, like this month is the month of Hispanic Heritage Month, and we're going to be celebrating our culture, and we're going to have a lot of programs and cultural for this month of September until the beginning of October. Like Saturday, we're going to have, every Saturday, we're going to have a program, a big program. And this, it's going to be Night of Stories. And you're going to visit virtual at 12 o'clock online, and we're going to learn about the culture Maya. And there's something that we do in Central America, and it's going to be a great opportunity. We're going to interview a person, read book. It's a program for the whole family. And so I'm inviting you guys to participate this Saturday and visit our webpage for all the opportunities and resources we have. And I hope that you guys become friends on Facebook so you can see our programs and everything we offer. We also have a page in Spanish. And the PGCPS MLSENFO is 240-455-5451. And everything, this is all for me. Thank you. Thank you, Vilma. This is, information is very important for our community and their students. The resources is very important so they can connect with books and everything you offer online. Thank you. Now, Mr. Ortiz.
Thank you, Dr. Love, and welcome, everyone. Thank you for being here with us, all of our parents. My name is Nathalie Ortiz, and I am a specialist with the Department of Parent Engagement. And I'd like to talk about 2 initiatives that were started with my department. And these initiatives are, first, the parent centers, and also, secondly, the direct line towards virtual learning, what we call a hotline. First, we're going to talk about the parent centers. The parent centers for parents are open Mondays and Wednesdays from 8 until 10 a.m. and also from 6 to 8 p.m. And we have 9 locations, which are all aligned towards the 9 districts of our school system. For example, if you'd like to visit a parent center, you have to make an appointment. And the visits to this center are limited to 5 minutes max. They have a coordinator for each location who's been designed to answer any questions in regards to virtual learning, or if you have any questions in regards to the school system. Always at these locations, there will be a bilingual representative. There'll also be a technician in math who will help with any problems of programming or resetting password, information about Wi-Fi. So if you have any problems, you can call any of these centers and we will give you all the help that you require. It doesn't matter if you speak English or not. We will have a representative who speaks Spanish who can help you. So if you'd like to visit a parent center that isn't necessarily the school that your child goes to, and you need a repair on the device or you need to switch it, the technician, information technician, or IT specialist will help you at this center. They will create a ticket, an assistance ticket. For example, if a family needs a computer, a replacement, just to name an example, or if they need an access point, which we know as a hotspot, the ticket will be created there at the parent center where you're visiting, and with the help of the technician or the hotline, the direct line, they will be able to help you. And the boundary school, or in other words, the home school, they will know what you need and they'll provide it for you when it becomes available. Now, I'd like to speak a little bit about the hotline for direct virtual learning. This hotline is open every day from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. with 40 lines available at any given moment. So you can listen to, you can answer, and we can answer any questions that you may have about virtual learning. The personnel that's working with the hotline, they will help you to reset passwords or help you find an access point for Wi-Fi or a direct hotspot, or also give you much information that you may need to anyone who calls. So let's say you ask yourself, how can I get the number where I need to call? If you have a paper and pencil, I'm going to give you the phone number now. Parents can call 240-696-6229. Again, 240-696-6229 during the times from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. so that you can get a direct connection with the hotline. And you can get the help, the technical help that you may need for students of Prince George's County Public School System and receive any additional information. We know that these are difficult times. This is a new normal. It's really not a normal, but we are here. And we're here in the Parent Engagement Department, and we're here to help you all. And please, parents, don't give up. Your children's education is something it's one of the most important things that they will have in their lives. So please, we give you kudos. We encourage you. We're here to provide you the information that you need so you can continue giving the information to your children. Thank you. Thanks, all of you, for joining tonight. Dr. Love, let's take the first question. All right, thank you. Now, the lines are open for questions. Again, if you have a question at any moment, you can press zero on your keypad on your phone to be added to the queue. Now, we have some questions from Brenda from Beltsville. Brenda, are you here? Are you live with us? Brenda? Yes. What is your question, please? My question is when the schools are going to be open? Thank you for the question. First, I have until November 5th to make a decision about second quarter. But as I stated in the reopening plan, virtual learning will continue until January 1st. Thank you, Brenda, for that question. All right, we will continue. We have another question from Miss Maria. She is from Upper Marlboro. Miss Maria? Maria? Yes. Please, what is your question? Good afternoon. The question that I have is in regards to the students. For example, I have a student who is in seventh grade, and also another who's in third grade, and they have difficulty with learning. How will you guys be working with helping them in regards to, for example, they receive minutes in school, so there has to be a coordination for help. But the question that I'm asking is, the students who had to leave early last year, they were receiving these special classes. For example, my daughter, who's little, she was receiving an hour and a half each week for special education.
Thank you so much for the question. Tenemos la cantina Joy sobre for phase two, an update for phase two. Yes, thank you. Jennifer, I know that someone asked Dr. Golson when the schools are going to open, even though the decision is up to the school system. What I want to share with you guys is that we got to remind ourselves that the county is still on phase two. Obviously, in other counties, and they're on phase three of opening, and they have opened some businesses, but PG County is still on phase two of opening. That doesn't mean that the government is not working. Obviously, the government is still working, even though our buildings are closed. If somebody in this phone line has a question for someone that works in one of our agency, you can communicate with us in 311. Get your phone and dial 311, and a person will answer, and you can ask them in Spanish. You can say, "Spanish, please." Or if they speak a little bit of English, "Spanish operator, please." And whatever question you have with the government of the county, you can make that question to the representative or the operator on 311. Like the representative of the library, where there are resources. And we have resources on park and planning, different activities that you guys can do. But most importantly, that the health department is still analyzing our data, and we're still on phase two. If there's a change, obviously, the county will analyze the health and will decide when we will be opening phase three. The two things to remind, that the census, we have to complete it before September 30th. We have like 2 weeks. It doesn't matter if you don't speak English. It doesn't matter your status. And more importantly, is that our community, Hispanic, is filling out the census. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Rojas Joy. It's very important that you fill out the census like a community when we are thinking about the future of the county. Okay, now we have another question from Ms. Ruiz, and she is from Laurel. Can you please share your question with us? I have three kids. One of them My oldest speaks English, but the 10-year-old and 6-year-old does not speak English. And we need help. The students that don't speak English, to share with their understanding with the other kids, is there's no reinforcement with the teacher that's sharing the classes. I feel like that's it's a disability because the kids are frustrating because of the language. Okay, thank you, Ms. Ruiz. We have Ms. Maria that's going to share with English. Do you have anything you'd like to share with Ms. Ruiz? Yes, thank you. Like I could suggest, is to speak directly to the teacher in regards to your concerns. All the students in ESA are receiving classes, and depending on the levels and the instructions directly for 30 minutes each time. And intermediate have ESA and secondary classes also. And our still students that are receiving, they have not graduated from getting out the ESOL program. In the elementary school, it's all day, and it takes a bit of time to get comfortable, but please talk directly to the teacher of your child for any concerns. Thank you. And we're going to start with a poll question. The question is, do Do you know why do we celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month from September 15th through October 15th? Press 1 for yes, press 2 for no. Do you know why Hispanic Heritage Month is celebrated from September 15th? Vincent, we're about 50-50. Who is this social studies teacher? The 15th of September, we start celebrating the Hispanic heritage to memorize for the independence of five Hispanic countries, like this day today. El Salvador, Costa Rica, Honduras, and Nicaragua. And the Independence Day, Mexico, Chile, and Belize are also celebrated in September. Good job. Thank you so much for all of you to participate. Again, if you have any question, please press 0 on your keypad to get in line. We're gonna take another question. We have Miss Lydia from Langley Park. Miss Lydia, you are live with us. Good evening, and thank you for the opportunity that you guys are giving us. I want to know if you guys have a plan for all the kids, especially for fifth grade and under. I think right now, all the students that majorly I'm looking at Langley Park area, more concerns with the kids from fifth grade and under, because some of the kids cannot denominate the technology, and they're missing some of the classes. And some hasn't even been able to log in. Do you guys have a plan for, like, in January when you guys are more accommodated and you guys can have programs to reinforce and, like, math and English? Thank you so much, Ms. Lee, for your question. Before we even get to January, we still want to provide support to our children now. So we have parent centers where students can go either Monday or Wednesdays from 6 to 8 to receive assistance to how to get on their technology devices. You can also contact your school if the parent advocate can assist in providing support to the students getting online. And then when we return to school, we will provide additional support to all students.
Thank you for that question, Ms. Lydia, and thank you, Dr. Golson. Okay, we will continue. We have a lot of questions. We will continue with a question from Ms. Monica. Ms. Monica, you are calling from Lanham. Ms. Monica, what is your question, please? Hi. My question is in regards to what kind of help will be given to families, because generally many parents have anxiety, have a lot of confusion from their from their job and they have to help the students to help them work on their computers. It's caused a lot of anxiety. Is there a plan to help the families and their mental health for the families and help them in any way? Thank you, Ms. Monica, for your question. We actually have a mental health page for families to help them through the effects of this pandemic. So please visit the website, and we also provide seminars in the evenings to help families and to help them understand the virtual platforms that they are using. The address is pgcps.org/mental health. Thank you for that question about mental health and the well-being of our students. It's so important. Thank you. All right, we will continue. We have another question. Also, please, if you have a question at any moment, you can press 0 on your keyboard to be added to the queue. All right, we have a question from Ms. Candida. Ms. Candida from Hyattsville. Ms. Candida, you are live. Yes, hello, good afternoon. Thank you so much for having this conference. I really appreciate it very much. And my question is in regards to the absences. Some students are being marked absent when they have technical problems. I've helped many families here in the area, and they've been able to connect maybe 5 or 10 minutes late, and they've been marked absent for the class. And that's because they suffer from technical problems. What can we do as parents to represent our children who are suffering from this? So no child should be marked absent because they are suffering from technical difficulties. If the child comes in late, please communicate with the teacher about the situation or the school so that can be corrected. Thank you for that question. All right. We have another question from Ms. Livia. Livia, she's from Clinton, and her question is, how can I obtain internet for my children? How can I obtain internet for my children? We have Ms. Michelle. She is from the technology office. Michelle, do you have information in regards to this? Yes. Hi, my name is Michelle Sedna, and thank you so much for having me tonight. For internet, the mobile hotspots, we're giving away devices for hotspots. What the parents can do, or the families who do not have internet at home, they can call the school to ask for one. And if the school does not have a device available, a Wi-Fi device available, we have a phone number that you can call in order to receive one. It is, give me one moment, please. It's 301-925-2890. And you can call at any time between 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Mondays and Wednesdays to pick up a device in the John Media Center that we have here in Landover. And you can call the number 301-905-2490 to receive a portable Wi-Fi for the families who do not have internet at home. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Michelle, for giving us that information. We will continue with more questions. We have a question from Miss Irma. Miss Irma from Chevrolet. Miss Irma, she has a question about social hours. Miss Irma, your question? Hi, you're live. Hello. Good evening, Miss Irma. What is your question? Can you hear me? Yes. Yes. Okay, I wanted to know, what are we going to do in regards to social hours for students who are in 12th grade? Is it going to be necessary for them to do the social hours, or do they have to do the social hours? So in regards to the social hours or community service hours that you're referring to, they still have to do them. The Department of State still hasn't removed that requirement. Please check our webpage to learn what are the options that the kids can do during virtual learning so that they can successfully do all their community service hours. You can find it on our website. Just do a search for community service credit. Thank you, Dr. Golson. And thank you, Ms. Irma, for that information. It is available, as Dr. Golson has said, on our webpage. It's very important to know that we have a webpage also in Spanish, so you can look it up on there as community service hours, and you'll have all the information you need. We will continue with the next question. This is from Mr. Richard. Mr. Richard is calling from Hyattsville. Mr. Richard, you are live with us. What is your question? Yes, thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. And my question is, well, what plan do you have for when we return to the school buildings? Because in my school, there wasn't any programs after school. And with everything that's going on with the children, I feel like they're not moving forward. And I'd like to know if there's a plan that's going to be implemented for after school for the kids. Thank you for your question. Before we can start thinking about after-school programs, we must think about how we can even return to school. What we will have in mind is that when we return to school, it will be in a hybrid model. So hybrid means they'll do some days virtual and some days in person. But during that time, we won't be able to offer after-school programs until it's safe. Thank you, Mr. Mejia, for that question. Thinking about the future for the students. Thank you, Dr. Golson. Okay, we have a comment from a mother, Ms. Yoselin from Capitol Heights. You are live to share. Yes, good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to thank you for the opportunity. I just have one question. Well, not a question. I just wanted to say thank you to all the teachers for your help, for the hard work, and also I appreciate your support, your dedication. Thank you to everyone. I know this year has not been easy for us, the parents, and also the students, but also as well the teachers. So I'd like to thank you all, and I hope God blesses you all and gives you the knowledge to keep teaching our children. Blessings for everyone. What a beautiful way to end tonight's call. Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. We have a question, the last question, for the community. We'd like to know from you all. We know that communication is fundamental in order to maintain connection and to progress together. So the question is, how would you prefer to receive communications from the school system? How would you prefer to receive communication from the school system? Press 1 for electronic email, 2 for text message, press 3 for phone call, press 4 for social media. 1 for email, 2 for text message, 3 for phone call, 4 for social media. Okay. With this question, about 30% prefer email, 40% prefer text message. And there aren't a lot of people who prefer social media. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We wouldn't have been able to do this without you all. Dr. Golson, do you have a final thought in order to conclude? I'd just like to say thank you so much to everyone for being with us this evening. And I'd like to wish you all a happy Hispanic Heritage Month. Thank you. There were so many questions that we couldn't answer all of them tonight, but we'd like to hear what you'd like to say. Please stay on the line after the event, and you would be able to leave a message for us. Thank you to everyone. Thank you, Dr. Golson, for being here with us tonight. And happy Hispanic Heritage Month, and good evening to you all.